So how can we learn to draw practical lessons from scripture? Of course, devotion is ultimately practical. So, but still, I understand your question. See, there are different ways in which we can approach scripture. Say some devotee might be a doctor. Prabhu is a doctor now. So now, if I come to Prabhu because I have got some disease, the way I approach him and the way he approaches me will be different. Say if I'm coming as a speaker. So we will have different kinds of interactions. So similarly, see, it's our purpose that determines our perspective. So we could approach scripture in different ways. Madhvacharya talks about three levels of approaching the epics. It's primarily the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, but it applies to Bhagavatam also. He talks about this in Brahma Sutra Bhashya, his commentary on the Bhagavatam, commentary on the Brahma Sutra, basically. So there he says you can approach scripture at the literal, ethical, and metaphorical levels. So at the literal level, it's just the story. And we just hear the story and relish the story. And so this could be a very devotional approach to scripture. Where, just tell the story in a very sweet way and become absorbed in its sweetness. And that's wonderful if we can do that. There are times for that also. And then there is the ethical way. The ethical way is we approach scripture as a guide for our ethical decision making. And that means, okay, this character acted in this way, this character acted in that way. And we learn something from that. We have to be careful that we don't judge the characters as right or wrong. We only see those characters' actions as guides for our actions. Because they are great characters mostly in the scriptures. And we don't want to put ourselves in the morally superior position of judging them. But we want to learn from them. And then third would be the metaphorical. Where certain characters can represent certain things. And this, all three, to do that and to gain something from that, it requires a certain amount of maturity and certain amount of expertise. Even the first literal, if somebody literally only repeats the story, after some time you might just get bored with it. I've heard it so many times. But somebody who can imbue it with rasa, with devotion. That expertise is there, then even the story is the same. Sometimes some people recite in such sweetness that we love hearing it. Similarly for ethical, if we ourselves are experienced and expert, then we can draw the right lessons from there. Generally, it's a big subject, but I'll try to explain as quickly as possible that for learning anything, from some incident that is quite different from the incident that we are going through, there is something called the ladder of abstraction. The ladder of abstraction basically means, if you consider a ladder, at the bottom of it is everything specific. At the bottom of it is something abstract. Now generally, for any learning to happen, for there has to be a combination of the specific, the concrete and the abstract. Say for example, if a news says that the population of polar bears in Alaska has gone down. Okay, that's some interesting information, but I'm not interested. Maybe I'm interested, I don't know. But then he said, that indicates that global warming is for real. So now what has happened is a specific point, but from there is something more universal that is true. So if it's only specific, it's only entertaining. If it's only abstract, then it's too abstract. It doesn't engage us. So basically, whenever communication happens, it has to be a combination of the concrete and the abstract. So we go up and down the ladder of abstraction. So now with respect to applying things to our context, so it's like, say, the scriptures are spoken thousands of years ago. So they are at a particular level, particular context, particular time in history. That's the point of concrete. That's the bottom of the ladder of abstraction. So from there you come up, and then another ladder of abstraction brings us down to our level. And then we can understand. So for starting from this point, going to the top, and then coming to the bottom on our side, we can broadly ask three questions. See, whenever any particular thing happens, anything happens in scripture, what does this mean in its original context? So what does this mean in the original context? Then, what is the context-independent significance of this? So some particular action is there. What is the context-independent principle underlying this? That will take us to the top of the ladder of abstraction. And then to come down to the bottom of the ladder of abstraction, okay, how does that context-independent principle apply to me in my context? How does this context? So if we do these three things, what is the meaning of this in its original context? What is the context-independent principle? And what is the contextual application of that principle in my context? Then we can draw some practical lessons from scripture. Say, I'm talking about ladder of abstraction, and actually it's abstract right now. Let me give you some simple example to illustrate this. Say, we know that in Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king Pratap. So that is an incident. Now we see Srila Prabhupada is probably the most prominent follower of Srila Prabhupada of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in today's times. But Prabhupada was in America, and some of his followers in India told him that there's an opportunity to meet Indira Gandhi. Prabhupada cut down his America tour and went all the way to India to meet the head of the state. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very conscientious. The king was in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri. The king wanted to come to meet him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. And Prabhupada seems to have done exactly the opposite. He went to meet the head of state. So why is that? So we have to look at what is the, to make sense of this, what do we learn from this? What did that action mean in that context? So in that context, it meant that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said at least that if people see a sannyasi hobnobbing with the king, they think, what is that? It's not detached. And it will spoil the reputation of sannyasi. And if sannyasi's reputation is spoiled, if people expect a renunciate to be renounced. If people see a renunciate is attached, then they will not want to hear from him. So then he felt that his capacity to teach anything spiritual would be impeded. So the point over there was, in that context, his meeting the king would have damaged his reputation. So what is the context-independent principle? You come to the top of the ladder of instruction is that we need to be conscious of people's perception. Not that we just let people's perception guide our actions alone, but we have to be aware. If somebody's reputation is spoiled, they cannot do their service. So we need to protect our reputation. Now, what would be the contextual application in today's world? In today's world, people will actually be quite impressed if a spiritual leader meets the head of state. Because at that time, the overall understanding was such that there is another world, and that is the world we have to go to. So somebody who's pursuing that world, what are they doing with somebody who's trying to rule this world? But there was an understanding. There's another world, and we have to go to that world. In today's idea, there is the idea of another world. It doesn't. Most people don't connect with it at all. So they think if somebody renounces this world, the person is living a worthless life. Oh, but somebody's renounced this world, that person is meeting with somebody who's ruling this world. Oh, then this renounced world must be, person who's renounced must be having something special. So it will enhance the reputation today. So therefore, the actions are opposite, but the intention is the same. The intention is to facilitate one's service by shaping public perception in a way that is receptive for the service. So, of course, this is one example, but like that, if we look move up and down the ladder of abstraction, then we can see what we can learn from specific incidents and specific stories also. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Krishna Bhagavan.